cats. I'm gonna kill you fucking cats. Fuck.
Whoa, whoa, whoa there, Cassius Clay. You might hurt someone if you're not careful.
Hey, Dale. Fucking piece of shit cats knocked over my cans again.
Cats, huh? You're telling me that a cat knocked over all them garbage cans all by itself?
Well, it's a big cat, man.
Not right. No, you look kind of funny to me, man. I'm something to make quite right. You funny, man?
Funny? Well, I don't know. I guess I'm a little stressed or something.
Stressed, huh? Stressed. I'll be damned. The boy's a little stressed. What the hell you got to be stressed about, huh?
Well, these cats
stress. You know what, boy? I'm gonna tell you a secret about stress. Stress can kill a man, you know that?
Well, I never really...
That's right. Stress can kill a man. Damn near killed me.
Really?
That's right. But you know I'm still alive, standing here having this soon-to-be enlightening conversation with you here today?
No.
Naked driving.
Naked driving?
Naked driving, naked driving. Now tonight, when the sun goes down, you hop into your car naked as the day you were born. Rev that engine up and take that bay for a cruise around the neighborhood.
Naked driving.
Naked driving, I'm serious, it works.
But why? I mean...
Why do you think? It's freedom, man. It takes the burden off of your soul. Don't you want to get free?
Just like a clown.
Why not? Why are you naked?
Why not? Alright, let's get out of here.
Okay. Fuck, it's locked!
I think I need to go to the hospital.
You boys want a ride? See, man, that shakes the burden off your soul.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR, broadcasting to everywhere else in the world outside of Vancouver on CITR.ca. This is a station with a lot of great shows, and this great show you're listening to is Shameless. I'm Jonathan, the Agent Mulder of this here paranormal activity. By my side, as always, is my partner in a sexy power suit, Natalie, the Dana Scully of this team. Hello.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah?
I'm good with being Scully. She was pretty hot.
She was a smart one.
She was a smart one. I mean, David was pretty hot, too. Mulder.
He tried. He just had worse people skills.
What can you do?
How's it going over there?
Not too shabby.
How was your week?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
School is over for me for the week. Did you know that?
That's not fair.
It's not fair, is it?
Not at all.
Spring break for elementary schools, therefore I have Thursday off. And my Friday class is canceled.
Hey!
Yay!
Tuition dollars at work.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess you got no reason not to be up late tonight watching TV with me.
Watching X-Files?
Yep.
Sounds like a plan.
I got a lot saved in the PVR.
I believe it.
And today you also got a heart with a lot of nice things written on it.
Oh, I did. Aw.
I just mentioned it now
so that...
Is
that what we're talking about now?
Oh, not now, but we'll do it later. Just reminding myself.
I wasn't prepared. Prepared with my heart.
Aw. That sounds so emo.
My bangs are a bit too long, that's all.
It's a sign.
Just need a haircut, is all.
Me too. But you know what?
What's that?
This is a very special show.
Is it?
To me.
What's so special?
Well, see, this is the awkward part. It's my 10th anniversary in the radioscape.
Ooh.
Yeah.
10 years.
See, a normal person would be like, it's my 10th anniversary. I love myself. Let's talk about it. But me, I'm like, no. It's like a 30th birthday.
Happy radio to you.
No, we can't do that.
Happy radio to you. Happy radio to Jonathan.
I had this idea.
Brown. Happy radio to you.
Hey, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part of me saying no throughout the whole song. Sorry. But guess what?
What?
I've invented something that makes it all worthwhile. It is a time machine.
Ooh.
And it's right here. Isn't it beautiful?
It is so beautiful. I can see you groping it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's got other functions. Time travel is not but one of them. And so I thought with a time machine, the most important thing that I would do with it is travel back to other times I was on the radio and listen to myself.
Hmm.
Obviously.
Of course.
But that is a load of crap, is what that is. You see, I'm going to speak for Natalie and myself. When we started, we didn't really kind of jive with the radio scene, verbally, technically. Mm. You get what I'm saying, right?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Even now, I feel like I just kind of talk.
I feel that way too.
A bit awkwardly. You? No?
That was almost a sentence. You can teach kids when you're a teacher, teaching kids like this? Talk way like that? On radio show? No. So I felt it's important to go back and look where we came from. And I'm thinking,
is it the roots?
It is the roots. With Quest Love and Black Thought. On Jimmy Fallon tonight. So here, as we see back as we were in people on the radio. Let's go back all the way to the summer of 2002. I know that's 9 years ago on a 10th anniversary. That first year is not talking about what we're talking about now.
I'll play it for you later, listeners.
Maybe, if you're lucky, which you won't be.
When he leaves the room. Bathroom break, lock the door.
So this first year, this year, it's time to hang out with our good friends Sandeep and Mike in Nanaimo. Remember Nanaimo? Yeah. Let's just climb inside this time machine of ours and go back to Nanaimo on the late shift.
All right, Vancouver, it's party time on 101.9 FM from the CITR and the show.
Do you have a favorite pair of shoes?
Broadcasting from Victoria Crescent,
the
darkest corner in all of Nanaimo.
Deep, many good friends in your sake.
A good interview.
Just let me know what
song I'm doing.
This is another Wednesday night, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Or gentlemen, I should say.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yes, you're listening to The Late Shift right now. I am Sandeep, the Soul Survivor, and sitting next to me are...
The talented Mr. Brown.
And?
And Mr. Mike.
Mr. Brown and Mr. Mike.
I was trying to think of something to say before Mr. Mike, like talented, but I couldn't.
You couldn't?
Maybe intelligent, genius.
Talented-er.
Actually, Brown was suggesting that we change your name to Dead Mike.
Dead Mike.
Yeah, I don't know what's up
with that. Like that guy from CB4.
Oh, and you're, what's the arson?
Stabmaster arson.
Stabmaster arson.
Sandeep could be Stabmaster arson.
Oh, yeah, because I'm hardcore like that. Okay, we have a pretty groovy show for you guys tonight. It's going to be lots of fun. It's just the three of us. DJ Chuck Norris can't make it out tonight. We're hoping he feels better and is well enough to come out next week. We're going to start things off right now with a track from a show that Mr. Brown and I went to go see last Wednesday night. Who did we go to see, Mr. Brown?
I believe it was DJ Vadim and his Russian percussion crew.
Yes, and what did we think of the show, Mr. Brown?
The best show I've seen all year.
How many shows have you seen all year, though, Mr. Brown?
A total of one.
Right on. Actually, it was a very good tour, a very good show, I should say. It was, in fact, amazing. And we got the first track, actually, off his new LP here. This is Till the Sun's in Your Eyes, featuring Motion Man.
One.
From The Art of Listening. This is
two.
The Late Shift.
Three and four. One. The bass drum. One. Two. Three and four. One. The snare drum tap. One. Two. Three and four. And don't look now, but that tall fellow in the shadows has just lit another cigarette.
Yeah, I have no guidelines, uniquely flashy like your name, meet up on sidelines, torture techniques like I'm drips, a water tapping foreheads, repetitions, moving vicious, like a shark been seen, people panic, split sporadic, I wear dynamics, man, wild like Oakland Raider fan, still scariest man, half Aryan nation, Islam man, smack Africans, curb white waist like they garbage can, don't look at talking and fingers snapping like motion, man, the coolest tool in the shed, loony is fool in the head, I get them open like beggar hands that ask for quit, and drop a pound on their palm, ignite the party like doms, I'm not that drunk ass college kid fell in every course. More like that come drop knowledge kid to you on your porch. You watch me get up and move and switch it, attack it, and walk upon him and tell him I'm the last standing consequence. Yo, Blue Rum, check it out. We about to smoke up, drink up, link up, be up till sun's in our eyes.
Aight.
We about to smoke up, drink up, link up, be up till sun's in our eyes. Then we'll do it again. We about to smoke up, drink up, link up, be up till sun's in our eyes.
Uh-huh.
We about to smoke up, drink up, lick up, be up, till sun's in our eyes. Then we'll do it again. I'm here to be out, see out, way out, lay out. My talk to these guys. Tossing game at these women so I can get at, spread that, strap that, and tap that, between them thighs. Lovely dub these ladies on you beside. Sexing from country, country makes a fool a little hungry. So cook up four cuisines, I'll smoke a four weed. And finger feed me my breakfast, lunch, brunch, dinner. And in it, in between snacks. Now back to ice cream wrappers, it's melting under heat. Close down your showdown, when noggin artists making rounds. Sexual interaction on internet out there. At intersections here, I'm naked everywhere. I'm bringing action with talk back up on facts when I walk. I'm coming back with 6 styles to make you wonder. How long has this kid been under? Hit the mic, I sound like thunder. I'm not abstract, my train of thoughts ahead of
stuff. We got to smoke up, drink up, link up, be up, till sun's in our eyes.
We about to smoke up, drink up, link up, be up, till sun's in our eyes. Then we'll do it again. We about to smoke up, drink up, link up, be up, till sun's in our eyes. We about to smoke up, drink up, link up, be up, till sun's in our eyes. Then we'll do it again. We about to smoke up, drink up, link up, be up,
till sun's in our eyes.
Try, let's do a Blue Rum.
We about to smoke up, drink up, link up, be up.
All y'all out there, let's do it. Smoke up, drink up, link up, and be up.
Till sun's in our eyes, I'll roll this joint. We about to
smoke up, drink up, link up, and be up.
Till sun's in our eyes.
Till sun's in our eyes. Then we'll do it again. That's right. I'm not abstract. I'm regular. You abstract.
It's a known fact that grass increases creativity from 8 to 11 times. In fact, everyone finds that they're more creative stoned than straight.
You was the first love with a friend I had in Europe that wanted to get me high.
Oh, what?
Everybody else act like they were scared of weed, but you got people all over the place saying it's nothing but weed.
What? No.
And then you was the first guy to come up and say, yo, Motion, I want you to be high.
Because I need you to be high, yo. How is you gonna deal with all this rain when you're from the land of all that sun? It don't make no sense.
Beat up,
up tonight. Back at home out of room where it feels right. Days turn to night. It reveals itself true light. Back at home out of room where it feels right.
Soul's vibration, our channels for a place from deep within where we all came from. Relaxation, meditation, connected to all creation, infinite but all the same one.
I drift afloat.
Lots of times life is ill and mystical.
Seeing signs he has planted in the road.
More I know, more I don't pretend to know.
Just a piece and a fragment in the whole.
Just a servant, not labeled friend or foe.
Beginning, end, good or bad, it's just a moment.
Men in eternity, a fight to get your soul back.
Computers, computers, computers.
Computers from the UBC bookstore are cheaper thanks to their student pricing.
This is the innovative solution to your computation necessities.
Including Apple products.
Imagine the savings.
Get yours before you graduate from UBC.
When you graduate, you will no longer be able to take advantage of student pricing.
Visit them today at the corner of East Mall and University Boulevard on UBC campus.
Spend the money you save on yourself. You deserve it.
Go online and search UBC Bookstore on Facebook and Twitter.
He never thought that he would leave so soon. Passed out in May, but then woke up in June. Hanging over July. Security, security, beware. The cost of living is
It's still my city. Make up your mind and get it or get out. Over your planet. It's still my city. Say what you will, but get it.
Vancouver special, that is Hot Hot Heat here on 101.9 FM CITR. This show is Shameless. From 2002's Make Up the Breakdown. That was Get In or Get Out. Steve Bays, Give Me Right Down My Cat Put Down. True story. Blackalicious before that from Blazing Arrow. That was Day One, a somewhat appropriately titled track for this here 10th anniversary retrospective. And we started it off with DJ Vadim, Till the Sun's in Your Eyes. All great albums from the year 2002, henceforth played here on Shameless. Now, the radio is also a place where I met my lovely co-host, Natalie, who's sitting here in completely unrelated news, holding a heart that her cohort, colleague, classmates, well, you can tell them what the things, how the heart's about.
I guess so. It's not the best story. Today was, there's still 2 weeks left in the semester. But today was the last day of my principles of teaching class, and that's the one where we have my practicum supervisor, and we get together twice a week, and they're kind of like my group of people that we have all the classes with. And so today we went to the Museum of Anthropology here at UBC. It was a pretty great experience. We learned about all the educational things you can do, and they have some really cool exhibits. I definitely recommend going. UBC students get to go for free, so if you have your student card, why not? Go. I don't know, break between classes?
That'd be fun.
It would be. They have really cool things, like lots of masks, and there's a lot of, well, all the totem poles and the...
You could put them on and fight.
No.
It'd be cool to look at just the same, I'm sure.
They're pretty cool. And they have like the drawers that you pull out, and you can see all these different things that you wouldn't have seen otherwise. So anyway, we went to the Museum of Anthropology as a cohort. And our two supervisors, after we had a presentation... We had a break, and we all came back, and sitting around in a circle, they had left all these papers here in the shape of hearts, and we spent the next 15 minutes passing around the hearts with each person's name on them and writing a sentence or a word that reminds you of them. So it was a really nice way to end the semester. So I have my heart here. My paper heart from my cohort touched my real heart in my chest.
Aww.
So,
you can feel free to read a couple, you know, if you want. Or boost your ego, or I could read them for you in a mushy voice.
I don't want to say things nice about myself. It's so awkward.
It's probably a good sign of character. But let's just say the word caring. It makes more than one appearance. More than five, actually.
Possibly. I got one that says, and they're all anonymous. We don't sign them. So it's kind of like a yearbook of the year thus far. but without people signing them. They just write things with no names. And one person wrote, "You remind me of my sister."
That could be a compliment.
I think I'm going to take it that way. I mean, hopefully there wasn't a lot of sibling rivalry in that particular sibling relationship. I don't know, brother, sister, 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 who knows? But yeah, it was a really cool thing. I like it. My heart.
I think I'm going to try this very same thing for the radio program at school.
You're going to pass out hearts to
everybody?
It'll
go over really well. All right. Matt Pollock has a lot of drama passed down from his mama. Oh, wait, no. Oh, I took this. Oh, I think you're right. Oh, and you read about people. Now I get it. Not talking smack about people.
You can make a broken heart. Talk smack about people.
Like Festivus.
Exactly. You know what? I think you should just do that for everybody. People don't have to write it about you. You should just... It's like an anti-Valentine's Day. What, it's March, April? April 14th? Give everybody a broken heart with smack written down. Smackdown.
I don't know what that means because I don't follow the particular program.
It's not Friday night?
Is it not? So on this note... What do you say we go back in time once again in our time machine to the night we met?
Uh-oh.
It was a lovely night, wasn't it?
I seem to recall. You picked me up from my work at the grocery store in white pants. I'd never met you before. Are you Jonathan Brown? Are you?
That's me.
Man, he's cute. Aww. Or something.
Shucks. I don't know if I can do it now. Let's have some Slater Kinney first, how about? Then we'll see if I can do it. Just shucks, I'm all red now. It's 101.9 FM, CITR. The show is Shameless.
Take me to the source, I can't let me be the mind to another Wednesday night. And you are currently listening to The Late Shift. I am Sandeep, the Soul Survivor. And sitting right next to me is, who is sitting next to me?
Yo, Jonathan Brown.
Otherwise known as Jay Brow, Jay Bro.
That's my peeps call me in that's the streets.
That's what his peeps call him in the streets when he's running the streets.
Word up.
Otherwise known as Dr. Brown, the love doctor. And Dr. Julius Irvin. And sitting next to him is, who is that sitting next to him?
This is Steve, sitting next to Dr. Love, you call him?
Well, he...
Why do you call him Dr. Love exactly? Is something we don't know between you two?
No. He's just a player. He's a player. He's totally a player. Okay, and that's Steve, but who is sitting next to Steven?
That would be me.
Ooh, that would be Natalie.
Natty by nature here.
Okay, cool. It's been a good week for me. I hope it's been a good week for y'all. Except... Mr. Steven was supposed to be having a special guest in tonight, wasn't he?
Yeah, there's also soup there. Apparently she's chicken, though.
Oh, yeah? So that would that make her, as in the words of the immortal Jonathan Brown, chicken soup?
You betcha.
What's her name?
Her name's Shauna, actually. I hope she's listening right now.
Okay, and Shauna, if you're listening, you can call us up, and we'll make sure to make fun of you all night. Okay, so if we started off this show today with The Smugglers from their album Rosie. We started off with we had the title track there, Rosie. And then we had Sleater-Kinney with one beat from the album One Beat. It's a bit of a rock night for me tonight, I think. And I'm going to have some other really cool stuff going on, too. I actually have some Spiritualized here from their last album. Not sure what the name is just yet. I'll find that out. But it's Stop Your Crying. J-Bro or Jonathan? What number can they call if they want to call into the station?
If you want to call the station, well, just pick up the phone and dial the state 222-2487, where applicable.
Sounds interesting. And what about that website of ours?
That really cool website?
Oh, yeah.
That would be listen.to/TheLateShift.
Okay, and here is Spiritualized with Stop Your Crying.
Feel so broke inside, but I'll devote my
Get your midweek Roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of Roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
And part of the porn, he's getting a perm, and then he's going to have his porno mustache, and then he's going to cry at the end. You know the part where he does the whoa, whoa, whoa? He'll have that one single tear running down his eye.
Very nice.
Yeah.
He doesn't have much hair, though, if I remember correctly.
No, but I think a permed faux hawk, kind of mohawk-y thing, would look really good. That's the whole trend.
The hot new look for 2007.
Well, yeah, and he'll have cowboy boots, so, I mean, that's enough.
Byproduct from right here in Vancouver on Shameless 101.9 FM CITR from Superficial Artificial. That is TV Date, and Petroleum Byproduct just happened to be playing, while with several other good friends of Shameless, Louise Burns, Mode Modern, and T Nile at the Wise Hall in Adirondack and Victoria this Saturday. Also on Friday was the band we heard before that, Roll Mock from Ofskuis and Fugui's. That was Fugui 1. A Fugui,
FYI, in music is two voices singing on a theme. Although as that was an instrumental track, I believe that may be the other definition of fugue. The psychological definition, a state of reverse amnesia. You might be thinking, hey, did you look that up on Wikipedia just now? And I'd be saying, nah, that's preposterous.
You looked it up on Wikipedia last night?
That is maybe more likely. No, I did look it up just now. It's a hard word to pronounce.
Fugui?
Maybe I got it wrong.
Fugui?
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 As so happens, Fugui of Romok is playing with our good friends Whip of the UFO. Remember that guy?
I do remember.
It was cool.
Crazy noise.
It was good noise. And he's playing at the Zoo Shop with the Kidnapped Kids on Cordova in Maine this Friday. Also, if you're looking for something to do tonight, CITR is starting a monthly night at the Waldorf. And will feature the likes of Mark Richardson from CITR's own Pop Drones and Luke Meat, host of CITR's Annoys. And also featuring other friends of CITR, the good old Crystal Swells boys. And that is at the Waldorf tonight. Also in other music news, Quadra Island's number one export, Mother Mother, has been doing smashing business nationally and abroad. And the fact that their two shows in Victoria on Sunday and Monday are sold out is no surprise. But both of their shows in Vancouver in May are also sold out too. One of them happens to be at the Commodore. So hey, if you're lucky enough to go see it, well, that'd be great. Also, it's just been brought to my attention, reminded in fact of my Gillian Anderson of a co-host, that I was reading a Doctor Who magazine, my favorite publication. Not a lie, it really is. Doctor Who's latest companion.
Amy Gillian? Is that her name?
Amy's the character name. Gillian's
oh, shoot,
the character
Amy.
Name. Why are we forgetting this?
Why can't I remember
show.
Her name?
This is not
her last
cool.
name is Gillian, right?
Yes, Karen Gillian.
Karen Gillian.
Amy Pond.
Amy Pond.
Oh, that was not cool.
Brain.
Ouch. Anyway, your favorite band. She's interviewed on her favorite band. She said, this new Canadian band. She's like, Scottish. She's like, this new Canadian band. That was a horrible Scottish accent. That was, anyway, Mother and Mother was her favorite. So, on that note, from their latest, Eureka, this is Far in Time on Shameless 101.9 FM CITR.
A little egg hill down. Well, I've seen you bent over this paper with tear-stained eyes, looking for a better rhyme to come in time and finalize a song about a vague notion of walking by the riverside. But still you don't know that you're looking for a bridge on which to hide. Let both gold and granite mingle in your heart, and the weight only grows. Yeah, both gold and granite mingle in your heart, and the weight only grows. The light, you close your eyes to see the crowds for who they are. Stripped of skin and bones, their longing souls hover over not too far. You sing about a vague notion of walking by the riverside. But still you don't know that you never found a bridge on which to hide. That both gold and granite mingle in your heart, and the weight only grows. Yeah, both gold and granite mingle in your heart, and the weight only grows. Looking in and not doing anything about the songs that are alive before they're written and need just for you to sing. All you're longing for, freeing up the world from all the pain you know. But you only get a vague notion of walking by the riverside. And still you don't know you could never write a song in which you could hide. That both gold and granite mingle in your heart, and the weight only grows. Yeah, both gold and granite mingle in your heart, and the weight only grows. Yeah, both gold and granite mingle in your heart, and the weight only grows. Yeah, both gold and granite mingle in your heart, and the weight only grows.
Cardiologist died, and everyone was gathered at his funeral. His coffin was displayed in front of a giant model heart. When the minister finished his sermon and everyone said their goodbyes, the heart was opened, the coffin rolled inside, and then the heart was closed. Just at that moment, one of the mourners started laughing. The guy next to him asked,
"Why are you laughing?"
The mourner said,
"Oh, I'm just thinking about my own funeral."
Then the man asked,
"But what's so funny about that?"
And the mourner said,
"I'm a gynecologist."
Hello.
best the backup singers have to sing. You've got the blue book, Bob. Now take her for a spin and say, your hands are 10 and 2. The vinyl seats and windows down, the carpet's green. Take the cigarette from the pack and come on, Daddy, light that thing. Hey, the sandwich, did you make it for the pigeons in the park? And you know all her songs are safe and not just sweet when she stops saying, validate. Validation, baby. I miss when backup singers had to sing. You traded in your love for plastic and a diamond ring. Come on, who cares? That's right, I said it and you're never gonna sing again. Hey, this left hand, will you take it? Put it to your lips and smile. You know all these songs are empty. Validation, baby. Validation.
You want it.
Validation. Validation.
The ever classy Apollo Ghosts here on 101.9 FM CITR on Shameless, celebrating 10 years in the radio game, am I. And before the Apollo Ghosts, off the great CITR Pop Alliance Volume 2 compilation, the track Validation, way back in the day, 2006 or so, before there was an Apollo Ghosts, I had the band in to reenact that, one of my favorite jokes, back when they were known as Caravan. Another incredible raucous group, but Apollo Ghosts made this city proud, nationally and internationally. Before that, some Matteo Levine. That one goes out to Anna Coulter. Matteo Levine, the track, Vague Riverside Song. Matteo Levine also playing Lanaluz, March 26th. And we started that off with Mother Mother from their latest record, Eureka, the track, Far in Time. I like the name, Far in Time. It seemed very appropriate for a show like this. And, you know, personally, I can't go any further without delivering to all of you a little tribute I made to my good friend, Dead Mike, alias Mike Rayner. Last I heard, he was snowboarding in the Himalayas, which is badass. I miss him. I wonder where he is. Hopefully, we'll see him again soon. He's a fun guy, isn't he?
He's extremely fun.
Like a mushroom.
I stole one of yours.
I stole one of your lines.
I wasn't ready for it. You caught me off guard.
Well, hopefully this will catch you off guard too. 10 years in. No, wait, what have we learned?
Absolutely.
That did catch me off guard.
Spoilers, that did catch you off guard.
To my left,
here we go. A gentleman who's been around with me since when I was a long-haired, young-faced kid who knew less than I knew now. How about you say hello there? Tell him who you are.
Hello, Vancouver. I am Mike.
A.K.A. Dead Mike.
Dead Mike?
Dead Mike.
CB4?
Yes, man. CB4.
You can't get any references past me.
You can't get anything past you. It's all good. I have an
MC
audience.
MC Gusto. That's who you are.
You can be Stab Master.
I like it. I like it.
I like that we like it.
Because that's how Shaq got Shaq Fu.
Yeah.
It's from his song on Nervous Breakdown.
So how do you do?
On Nervous Breakdown, the greatest hip-hop album of all time by the Fushnikins.
He looks at it and he's like, Shaquille O'Neal, no thanks. And that was the start of our friendship.
Really?
It's like the first...
That's the most pretentious thing I've ever heard, Dead Mike. Did you know that Shaquille O'Neal had a cameo in CB4? Maybe you should rethink your nickname, Dead Air Mike.
Mike and I, we used to host a show back on the island, a really awesome show where we disturbed the peace throughout the nights. And now you're leaving us once again, globetrotting once more.
I am indeed. This time I'm going to China, Kyrgyzstan, and Uzbekistan.
So what do you plan to do when you're overseas? Can you eat any more scorpions?
I'm going to try and eat some more scorpions, yes. I'm going to try and drink vodka with the locals. I'm going to stay in a yurt, which is a Central Asian version of a teepee.
Nice.
I'm going to see the end of the Great Wall, the easternmost reaches of it. I'm going to get down to follow my Muslim homies.
Word. Are you going to scale the whole wall from end to end?
Well, that's 5,000 kilometers of...
You could do that in one night. That's a good jaunt.
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
Web. There's this homepage called realultimatepower.net. Check it out. It's really good. It's the official Ninja homepage. There's some sounds on it. And what you're about to hear is the sounds a ninja makes when he's cutting off someone's head. It's awesome.
Donga! Wah!
Cha-cha-cha. What's up, ha? Ya who poops? Ya ma dukes or pa dukes? They're two scoops of raisin in the sun. Brother try to rally up, then daily tally for some room. Bird decking, double decking, rubber necking in my tunes. Check it out, yo. I smile like Groucho Marx. I make a joke. Pokey pokey slide while I keg, yo. Play me like a punk, like the penguin and the joker. Snooping in my biz like Tom and Roxy Roka. And what's the freaky, freaky, freaky way? The brothers with the Asian keys making cheese. What? And now we selling records overseas. Holy smoke, whoop, your whole plan pooped up. Now you get kicks, enough licks, plus cooped up. Cause you can catch a quick drop for trying to take the schnick spots and tick tock around the clock. Shock while we lick shots. Room. For goodness sakes, the stakes is high. I'm out.
You out.
Maybe see ya. Bye.
Carry Rock. What's up, Doc? Carry Rock. What's up, Doc? Carry Rock. What's up, Doc? Carry Rock. What's up, Doc?
I thought I saw a footy tag.
What?
I did the Humpty Dumpty Bashful Grumpy. Picking a Bisco Disco Peek. Come on, stop. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Like Pinocchio. We did it all underground, underground. Humpty Dumpty Camel. Hump no. So play those seed, those suffer, suck attached. My mistletoe darts. The widest. After my seven doors with stars. And after me, Noki Chomp. So leaping leprechauns. Degan. I'm pushing my pedal through the metal. Rugging them up for the cocoa bosses. And I love my fruity pebbles. So howdy, my partner. I start stuck, give me nuts. So axe buff, fuck, I'm in stuff. Bob dog, bummy nuts. A weird is my mic one. Tell me, have you seen her? I stretch like a condom. It's what mic, a wiener. A sausage, of course, it's like four chip, the record. But before my intro, a little bit of my jacket.
So who is the nicest in your neighborhood?
Lyrics and Medivin and Mary Cracker, Jimmy, Captain Crunch, very good. So
rah.
This boom, pop, chip, fool was coming again. Give thanks and praise, yes, the drum. My lyrics are smooth like the head, yes, on
Teddy.
My tongue starts to kick it like Speedy. Take off your pen, your bag, your loose and bag, and run the whole lot. Touché, pussy, cap, down that mic, cause you can rap. Cause I'm dip, dip, vibing, so socializing. Clean out your ears, yes, and open up your eyes. And I kick like Bruce Lee, and I'm Jean-Claude Van Damme. So dunna, 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 dunna,
Batman.
I hip, hip, pop, pop, don't, stop, stop. I'm harder than a pistol, coming up bigger than the drum rock. All types of lyrical styles, yes, the chip stuck and kick 'em. I brrr, stick 'em, ha ha ha, stick 'em.
Carry Rock. What's up, Doc? Carry Rock. What's up, Doc? Carry Rock. What's up, Doc? Carry Rock. What's up, Doc?
Ripping the program, slow man, hot damn. My grand slam, swinging things again and again. Golly, hot chewy. Macho like Roscoe. Randy Sandwich, Mammoth, swinging a ding-a-ling with damage. Brown Ranch, not Antoinette, nor Montego. Spanish like care for the non-true lingo. Next, a new hex commentator, step aside. Stringing them seeds like a bikini or panty line. Nuts, you might bust, but you can't even come right. Despite the stroking and hoping to pull in a peace pipe. Huff and puff, so what the fuck is happening? On the lyrical miracle spiritual, but everybody's rapping. Flip a new hit, catch wreck to the non-shit. Equipped, never set concept with a tongue twist on my style. That's what wild, no fake raps, I push pals. I flip mad scripts and hips, I hit. So bring the choir, oh boy, as I say, hasta mañana, trust and chewy, hunk and fooey, regular roster, tough stuff, can I rock?
What's up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up, Doc?
I'm the hooper, piper, protected by Viper. When I'm out the hooping, yo, you better decipher. In other words, you better make a fucking decision. Cause I'm gonna be a shack knife and cut you with precision. Forget Tony Danza, I'm the boss. When it comes to money, I'm like Dick the Boss. Now who's the first pick? Me, world is morning. Not a Christian Leitner, not a Lonzo morning. That's okay, not being braggadocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Sometimes I gotta go, I ain't no joke. Now I slam it, jam it, and make sure it's broke.
What's up, Doc? 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 What's up, Doc?
I was in a bar listening to the Hepster radio. The boys and girls were singing. Frankly, I don't know what the fuck they were saying about. And I said to myself, I guess these are impressionistic lyrics. But frankly, I'm not impressed, because I kinda, I sorta, I kinda hate the ambiguous ones. I kinda, I sorta, I kinda hate the ambiguous ones. Let's go. There's a war going on and the cops are beating people in the street. All you gotta say is bleep, 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 bleep. Thought you have something that you love enough and that you wanna clearly defend. But I use a kettle, a closet Anglican. Because I cannot.
Puzzles, but puzzled by people. And I don't trouble trouble and trouble don't trouble me. Stare at the paper, fold it in two. Facing the walls are the soles of my shoes.
Sometimes
you have to find out for yourself.
Sometimes
you need to be told.
Sometimes
you never find the answer.
It's all the story of.
We never had a crossword. My words got lost and you never heard. I'm two down, you're one across the room. Beginning with I and ending in you. Beginning in my eye and ending as an X. Leaves a bad taste in my mouth. To think of you again like the bad taste leaking from the ink in my pen. Doodle at the sides as I do too in life. Choosing to lose time instead of doing what I like. Starts off black and white and lacking in life till pen in blue lends it a hue. Puzzled by people, loving isn't easy. You can't Google the solution to people's feelings.
Sometimes
you have to find out for yourself.
Sometimes
you need to be told.
Sometimes
you never find the answer.
It's all the story of.
Chewing on the pen, two down again. Not enough letters for the clue in my head. Lost in thought, never been there before. With the turn of a pun on the tip of my tongue. The freshest memory will fail to recall, as well as the messiest faded scrawl. I'm puzzled by people. Loving isn't easy, you can't Google the solution to people's feelings.
Sometimes
you have to find out for yourself.
Sometimes
you need to be told.
Sometimes
you never find the answer.
It's all the story.
I'm puzzled by people. Loving isn't easy. You can't Google the solution to people's feelings.
Sometimes
you have to find out for yourself.
Sometimes
you need to be told.
Sometimes
you never find the answer.
It's all the story of.
Sometimes
you have to find out for yourself.
seldom times you need to be told.
Sometimes
you never find the answer.
It's all the story of yours.
Sometimes I feel some bands and some artists maybe don't necessarily need an introduction. Like you're just sitting there at home and you're like, that sounds like the New Streets. And then you'd be correct. From Computers and Blues, that is the New Streets. From the UK, Puzzle Boy People. It's good. I like it.
I'm Shameless. Like it too. It's great.
It's a good throwback, you know? Sounds like anything they've ever done beforehand. In the good way. This is 101.9 FM, CITR, and prior to that, we had Jeff Burner off his latest record, back on Mint Records, FYI. Victory Party is that record. The track in question, I Kind of Hate Songs with Ambiguous Titles. I wonder what he's trying to say there. Anyhow, 15 minutes left on this 10th anniversary retrospective.
Already?
Already.
That went so fast.
I know. But there's one more thing I wanted to do. With all this retrospective business and this wonderful time machine that we've been groping all night, I'm thinking, hey, you know the Sandeep guy we've been hearing from all night, from way back when? Let's bring him into the present and ask him, what have we learned?
Absolutely nothing. We've learned... What have we learned in 10 years? Girls ain't nothing but trouble. That's what we've learned in 10 years. And we've also learned. Oh, by the way, I want to kudos you on not saying anything and not going to the next question, so I could say even more embarrassing stuff. Well, let's see what we've learned. We've learned that Nanaimo isn't the city without pity. It is pretty bad though at times. We've learned that sushi and milk don't mix. That late nights should always include a trip to Armani's or Mambo's. Oh. What else have we learned? That we are actually at a genetic dead end as a species, as a race, now that Jersey Shore is so popular. Is Jersey Shore still popular? I'm not really in the mainstream, so I don't know if they're still popular.
I refuse to know.
All right, that's good. We don't know, but I'm pretty sure that we're at a genetic dead end at this point.
That's it. We're going to die. We're going to become extinct.
I spent all my sunny days
before you kill me. Oh, in June, July, and August, can we work something out before you kill me?
LiveBand.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveBand.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Akron family from their latest The Cosmic Birth and Journey of Sinju TNT here on Shameless 119 FM CITR, and CITR also sponsoring the Akron family show at the Biltmore this Friday. That's the good old Biltmore, 12th and Kingsway, a place where memories are made and friendships maintained, as they say.
Memories made and memories forgot.
The best of days, the end of days. No, happy days. That's what I meant to say. So it's been a good 10th retrospective, wouldn't you say?
I agree. So many things I'd never heard before. My shameless words are losing. Words are gone. I've been opened up to so much shameless. I didn't know. Thank you. Dr. Love.
Pleasure. Hey, I have a lot of nicknames. Lots of nicknames. And on that note, I think we should take it back to that fateful summer of 2002, where it all began 1 year later. What do you think? Yeah. Sounds like a good idea. All right. See you in 2 weeks, Vancouver. It will be a pleasure.
Okay, and it was another Wednesday night. It's now Thursday morning, and we've had a lot of fun, haven't we, guys?
Yep. Funnest time ever.
Wow, you guys sound so excited there. Wow, guys, thanks. That makes me feel better, doesn't it? I wonder if it makes everybody out there in Radioland feel better.
Fun times after the lobotomy.
Oh, yeah. It's about as fun as having a root canal.
I don't know what that's like yet.
Oh, good for you. Take care of those teeth, kids. Brush and floss all the time. Okay, we got one track left here. It's the United Future Organization, Loud Minority. And until next week, stay safe and stay away from drugs.
And brush your teeth.
And rock out.
Yeah, rock out.
People in jazz nightclubs are the funniest.
Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM for Folk Oasis, coming up in but a few minutes.